The Gold Medal Fallacy. This is DJ Hillier here with your weekly wisdom brought to you by my brand new book, Push the Sled. This week's wisdom comes from Sahil Bloom's newsletter, which I've referenced several times on the show and I highly recommend subscribing to. He said, I recently rewatched one of my favorite movies from my childhood, Cool Runnings. It's a great movie, but there is one scene in particular that I couldn't get off my mind. In it, the coach, played by the late John Candy, is talking to DeReese, one of the stars of the bobsled team, and he's talking to him about the motivation for victory and the desire for more. John Candy said, You see, DeReese, I've made winning my whole life. And when you make winning your whole life, you have to keep on winning no matter what. You understand that? DeReese said, No, I don't understand, coach. You had 2 gold medals. You had it all. John Candy replied, DeReese, a gold medal is a wonderful thing, but if you're not enough without it, you'll never be enough with it. DeReese replied, Hey, coach, how will I know if I'm enough? Coach Candy replied, When you cross that finish line, you'll know. This interaction uncovers one of the most significant lies that we tell ourselves. If I get X, then I'll be happy. It's easy to convince yourself that your happiness is contingent upon some external milestone, things like money, a promotion, fancy stuff, recognition, or statistics. But these if-then statements are a dangerous trap. You climb to the top of that mountain only to see the happiness you thought you'd find melt away and reappear in the distance. If you convince yourself that your satisfaction is contingent upon the next achievement or the next milestone, you'll never find it. One of the most dangerous phrases that you can utter is, I'll be happy when. See, real satisfaction and real happiness is an inside job. Find it on the journey or you won't find it at all. One of my favorite quotes goes like this, The man who loves to walk will walk further than the man who loves the destination. I'll say that again. The man who loves to walk will walk further than the man who loves the destination. To me, this concept brings me back to this concept that I teach with my mental performance clients of separating the who from what you do. See, the best athletes in the world have a healthy relationship between who they are and what they do. We are more than the work that we do, the sports that we play, or the trophies that we win. Understanding this concept and gaining clarity on it will be tremendously helpful when things like adversity, injuries, and uncontrollable circumstances come your way. Separate the who from do. So my questions for you this week as you take on this brand new week full of opportunity is, first, how can you have a healthier relationship between who you are and what you do? Do you feel like your identity is wrapped up in who you are as an athlete or a business professional? Or do you have a healthy relationship between who you are and what you do? If you don't, my question for you is, first, what would it look like to have a little bit of a healthier relationship between those two? And then second, specifically for the parents out there tuning in, what ways can you give more praise and acknowledgement to your kids on their effort versus their outcome? In what ways can you compliment who they are versus what they do? Another quote I heard recently that I absolutely love goes by this, If you praise someone for what they do, they might remember it. If you praise someone for who they are, they'll never forget it. Powerful statement. So as I close down this week and as you head into this brand new week full of opportunity, I want you to think about this lasting remark. If you're not enough with it, you'll never be enough without it. Thanks for tuning in. I'll catch you again next week for another weekly wisdom. Stay curious and make it a great week.